Let's make it rain. Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Blackman back yet again with another G.O.D., the gem of the day, your favorite podcast. First and foremost, and as always, I want to thank you for listening. If you like, subscribe and share with a friend. You can also go to makeitrain.net to check out all content all the time. If you're ever having a weekday, check me out every weekday. New podcast drops. Today, I want to talk about a brand to uphold. But before we do so, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for going before us and setting our crooked path straight, your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. With that being said, a brand to uphold. If you didn't know, God has an image, a brand to uphold. It's funny because it says, even in the beginning of the Bible, that we are made in his image. Let us make man in our image. That was God's word. He has an image, a brand to uphold. So if we are made in his image, we have a brand, an image to uphold. We are to reflect God's image. It's the formula. It was the creation. It's the way that he made man. I'm going to read Psalm 23 and kind of show you that he really means business when he's saying made in his image, how we are to glorify the image of God. Psalm 23 verse 1 reads, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads my path. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." I'm going to stop right there and let that sink in. He restores my soul and leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. See that? It's for his name's sake. Why? I'll tell you why. The answer is actually found in 2 Timothy. Check this out. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 11, it reads, "This is a faithful saying, for if we died with him," speaking of Jesus, "we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself." That verse right there is blatantly letting us know that his word is good, perfect even. Even when we remain faithless, he remains faithful because he cannot deny himself. So from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation, and everything in between, we should take God for his word. Because his word is good. He cannot deny himself. When he said, "Let us make man in our image," we are fearfully and wonderfully made in his image. He cannot deny himself. So when he says, "For my name's sake," his name is good because his word is good, perfect even. We should take God for his word. In spite of what it looks like, when you're going through whatever you're going through in this world, knowing that we are in the world, but we're not of the world, knowing that the world is under the sway of the wicked one, in spite of what it looks like, we're walking by faith in his word and not by sight, because his word is good. We are created in his image, the image of the invisible God, created in his image to glorify. Think about that. Fearfully, wonderfully made in the image of God. And his name is good. His word is good. He remains faithful. He has an image to uphold, a brand to uphold, because his word is good. His brand is good. So if we're created in his image, we should lean on that and not our own understanding. We should remember what he said and trust him. Think about that. The G-O-D. God bless.